A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 3 of the Scottish History Podcast's Whiskey Wednesdays, where this week we're continuing on with the Tomatin things that we have. Tomatin were very, very kind to send me 4 whiskies in total. So this is episode number 3, so we're moving on to the 3rd episode. If you're new to this particular series, I recommend you go back to episode number 1. What that does is that will show you the 4 whiskies which we're going to be trying over the course of this length of time, and also give you a little bit of history into Tomatin Distillery. So just a reminder that Tomatin Distillery is a Highland whiskey distillery, and they've given us an exclusive 10% discount for the next 4 weeks. So, well, we're actually now down to the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so of the offer. So if you want to grab any of the 4 whiskies which we are reviewing, we have the 12-year-old Tomatin, the Tomatin Legacy. We also have the one that we're trying today, which I'll introduce in a second, and also the Decades Number 2 whiskey, which we'll be trying next week. You can get 10% off of those whiskies from the Tomatin website when you go to the checkout there. If you type in the promo code SCOTPOD, all one word, SCOTPOD, you will get 10% off of your purchase. And that again is through Tomatin's own dedicated website. So that's Tomatin Distillery, Tomatin Distillery.shop. And when you, if you are overseas, what I must say as well is that you need to contact the distillery directly, either by phone or by email, just regarding the shipping, because there can sometimes be issues with shipping, especially with all of the Brexit stuff which is going on at this moment in time. But anyway, that's enough of that. Let's continue on with today's episode, where we are going to be having my first ever taste. Now, I tasted the 12-year-old and I tasted the Legacy before I did the episodes. However, we're going to be trying one that I have never tried before. And this week, it's going to be, hopefully you can read this, the Tomatin UK exclusive 2006 Fino Sherry Casks. So I'm really, really looking forward to this one. So I've obviously got some little notes about it that obviously just from reading. I haven't tried it yet. As you can see, the bottle has been unopened, as with all of the bottles which I'll be trying on this little series here. So basically, a little story behind this 2006 Fino Sherry UK exclusive is the whiskey itself was distilled on the 10th of November 2006. It was then matured, I imagine, in bourbon casks at that time. I can't find any information as to where it was matured before. But then on the 12th of November 2015, the whiskey, which had already been made, was then transferred into 2 Fino Sherry casks from Jerez in Spain for the remaining 4 years. So it was 9 years old when it was put into the 2 sherry butts, and then it matured for another 4 years until it was 13 years old. So this whiskey here is a 13-year-old whiskey. It's bottled at 46% alcohol by volume, so that makes it 92% proof, for those of you that prefer that. And the whiskey itself was limited to 1,691 bottles. So if you think that you're going to like this, and by reading the taste and notes, I think I'm really going to like this. Tomatin never disappoints me. So if you think you like the sound of this, get on to the Tomatin shop and buy yourself a bottle as soon as possible, because once they're gone, they're going to be gone. So the taste and notes which I should be looking for here are apparently baked apple, some almond cake toffee sauce. So it's all sounding, again, very, very sweet. And I do like my sweet whiskies. I'm hoping for a little bit of maltiness as well. That's something that I haven't really had very much of with the Tomatin so far, with the two which we tasted. Tend to be getting a lot of the wood, so that it tends to be quite earthy. So I'm looking for to see whether maybe we can get a little bit more maltiness in these whiskies. So I'm really looking forward to this. So again, we have our untouched glass, and back to the Dalwhinnie, nice and clean glass. Again, these are sort of Glencairn style glasses. If it is a Glencairn glass, it usually says on the bottom, but this is just a Glencairn style, and that's with this sort of the tulip shape here, which allows the we talked about it last week. And I also have my glass of water as well, for putting a couple of drops of water into the whiskey, but there is nothing in it, as you can tell at this moment in time. Can you hear the sound of ice? No. Whiskey stones? No. Nothing. So let's crack this open. Ooh. Very fruity initial smell coming off of it there. So here we go. Very fruity, actually. Ooh. There we go. So we'll let that sort of sit there for a little second. Just while we kind of wait for that to breathe a little bit, the type of sherry, which this again is from Jerez in Spain, it's made from the Palomino Fino grape. Now, apparently that's a very well sought after type of sherry over in Spain, in the region. I've never had it. I'm not much of a sherry drinker myself, but again, I'm really looking forward to this, because again, it's a whiskey I've never really tried before. So it's got a really nice colour to it. It's kind of got that kind of deeper colour to it. Obviously, sherry's slightly darker than bourbon. So it's going to give you that slightly darker colour. This camera's really, really bad. I noticed that it's maybe a little bit bright as well. So hopefully you can see everything that's going on. Now that smells really, really good. I mean, that smells like a Highland whiskey. You know, that's got a really good nose to it. Yeah, sort of herby as well. There's maybe sort of like fresh herbs in there. And definitely that kind of apple pie, that, you know, like baked apples, the apple sauce, I suppose, that you maybe have with pork, that kind of thing. So again, whenever I have whiskies, I have three sips to begin with, and that's with it completely and utterly neat. First one gets me used to it, so we'll slangevar on that. So, first initial is very fruity. There's a lot kind of going on there. Kind of maybe marzipan sort of thing going on as well. I suppose it's kind of the almonds. Again, though, still maybe a little bit woody. But overall, in comparison to last week's with the Legacy, you can definitely tell that it is an older whiskey. In general, kind of reaching on to that 12 years old, and of course with this one being 13, you can really tell that it's matured a little bit more than last week's one. So let's go in for sip number two. I'll take a slightly bigger one, I think. Hmm. Oh, now, it's spicy. Lots of spice in there. Black pepper. I think I saw as well mace was kind of one of the things in the tasting notes. Now, it is maybe... It does taste a little strong for a 46%. Usually kind of 46% goes down a little bit easier. So yeah, and not quite cask strength as such, but it's, yeah, I mean, it's got a really big bite to it. Bit oily as well, so it's kind of got a wee bit more of an oily finish. The spiciness dies down quite reasonably quickly. However, the aftertaste is very long. Like, it's still there. It's making my mouth go crazy at the moment, actually. Salivating quite an awful lot at this moment in time. So we'll go with sip number three, unaltered. Yeah, definitely starts to get easier the more that you have a few wee sips there. Still not really seeing much of the lemon or the toffee. But again, my palate isn't trained like professionals are. I'm you know, just a guy who likes drinking whiskey. But again, this is very, very sweet. It's definitely going to be scoring higher than the Legacy last week, which got 5. I think I gave it a 5 out of 10. The Tomatin 12 years old got 7 out of 10. So it's whether or not it goes above the Tomatin 12, which will be an interesting one. Yeah, cake. That's... toffee cake, sticky toffee pudding almost, with a wee bit of vanilla. So sticky toffee pudding with vanilla ice cream, but not quite ice cream. As if you could have like a spicy vanilla ice cream. It's kind of this is nice. I like this. Now that is a good whiskey. So what we're going to do is we're going to put some water in, but I don't want to put just a tiny little bit of water in with, you know, there's not much left in this here. So there we go. So that gives me a decent sized dram for later on. So we're going to, again, going to get some water. I don't have fancy doodads, so I'm just using the classic finger method here. So there's definitely one drop. What we'll do is we'll do, I think we've usually been doing 3. So there we go. I'll take a wee sip just to cleanse the palate a little bit. There we go. Collecting the water from the side of the glass. So again, I'm not a professional in any way at this. I mean, all just in general, just very much a hobbyist here. I just really like whiskey, and I'm so glad that I'm getting the opportunity now. Even if it's, you know, filming a 15-20 minute long video once a week now, but getting to sit down and have a dram is wonderful. So there's not much change in the nose, even with some water in it. It's kind of stayed roughly about the same. So now it's brought the initial hit down a little bit there. But flavor wise, again, it's not really altered it. It's just kind of takes that initial hit down just a peg. I'll use the Scottish term "baw hair." It's taken it down by an absolute ball here. It's not huge. It's not a huge difference. It makes it slightly more palatable. You know, again, that's with three drops. Now, normally I always say start with one and then work our way to two and three. It's just when I first, the first one, it went three in, so I'm just keeping things consistent. But this is a really nice whiskey, and I would actually say that this might be my second favourite Tomatin at the moment. So when I say my second favourite Tomatin, I don't mean the 12-year-old. 12-year-old was the first one I fell in love with. That was the one that I knew when I first had it that I liked single malt whiskey. I used to hate single malt whiskey. And Scotch whiskey in general. But this is... I said last week about slightly changing up the scoring method. This is getting an 8.4. This is an 8.4 out of 10. This is delicious. This is a great whiskey. Perfect for sitting by the fire. Nice and cold outside. Few sips of this. This is a beautiful, beautiful whiskey. I just can't get enough of it. So yeah. I'm very pleasantly surprised at that. Now, again, it's the first time that I've ever tasted that whiskey. Although Tomatin have sent me these samples, I'm not being paid for it, so I'm just giving you my completely and honest opinion on it. So this one, once again, where's my bottle gone? This is the Tomatin UK exclusive 2006 Fino Sherry cask finish, 46%, and it's a joy. It really is. This is an absolute joy to drink. I'm very happy with that. I might need to purchase myself a bottle of this one, I think. It's, yeah, it's like licorice and very cakey. There's a lot of cake in this. Mm-hmm. So, that's official. 8.4 out of 10. 8.4 out of 10. Definitely. For the Tomatin UK exclusive. I think that's a very good, very, very good whiskey. I'm going to enjoy finishing the rest of that. So, yeah, thank you very much for watching, folks. Next week, again, we'll be on the Decades 2. Another one that I've never tried before. So I'm, again, looking forward to that. So if you want to see what that one, what I feel about that one, if you like this video, subscribe to the channel. And yeah, all that usual stuff, head across to www.scotthistorypod.com. If you are involved in any way with a whiskey and you want me to review one, or you're just a whiskey person and you want to find out my opinion on certain whiskeys, let me know in any way. Comments down below on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Send me an email, scotthistorypod@gmail.com. Anything like that whatsoever. So if you want to do that, then that would be great. But yeah, thank you very much for watching, and I will see you again next time.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much.
But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.